And now we start to look at the actual readings of the liturgy. The first reading is Malachi 1, 1 to 4. Now, before we do that, next week I'll be talking more about what is a mysterion. But you see, a mysterion is an act of God in history. And in order for it to produce its fruit, we have to understand it. And in order to understand it, we have to be touched by it. And in order to be touched by it, we have to ponder it and beg the Holy Spirit to bring our spirit in touch with the sacred, blessed humanity of Christ, who for all eternity is fixed in the act of whatever this one, in the act of love in which he died. But this modifies his humanity for all eternity, that he's presented to the Father, all that goes with that. I probably should have given you some liturgical, but you can find that. The ceremony was quite simple, but as we'll see when we get to the gospel. Okay, this first reading from Malachi, is going to be about the messenger, the angel, going to the temple. In other words, what are they doing? What has the church been doing over these centuries? Pondering. They see this movement whereby young Mary, carrying her baby and accompanied by her young husband, go to the temple in order to fulfill the law, as Luke is going to tell us so many times when we get to the gospel. Now, what does that mean, you see? Can you, and this is Ignatian meditation, or Dom Columban Marvian's book, Christ and His Mysteries? You see Mary walking there with that child to the temple. But who is that child? The child is God incarnate. The child is divine. And so the church sees that this is fulfilled, you see? Now I am sending my messenger. He will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Who was the genius who, praying, saw that those lines of Malachi are fulfilled when the God-man, as a child this big, is brought to the temple, you see? The messenger of the covenant, you see? And that's this Malach, huh? Tzavot, Derek Lifnei Umatitem, Mikal Adam Asheratam, Haberit. Malach Haberit, the angel of the covenant, one who seals this covenant, the one in whom the covenant becomes totally real. You see? He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming? Now, the liturgy is having all of us ponder this as we celebrate, as we enter into this presence of the Malach Adonai, the angel of the Lord, who, the sent one of the Lord, is Jesus. And he's coming to his temple, born by his young mother. He's just a child, you see? For he will be like a refiner's fire, like fuller's lye. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the Levites. Oh boy, don't we need it. Refining them like gold or silver, that they may bring offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord as in ancient days, as in years gone by. So the prophecy is that there's going to be a Malach, huh? An angel, come, who is sent directly from God. And who is he? Jesus. And so, those mystics who put the liturgy together, oh, 1,000 more years ago, you see, saw that this was fulfilled when Mary brought Jesus, you see. He will come suddenly to his temple. Who? My messenger. So this tiny child comes, and the eyes of faith see, this is this text in Malachi, which means my angel, by the way. Now, how do you get to see that? Faith and prayer. That this text is being fulfilled. Goes on to say, he will sit refining and purifying silver. He will purify the Levites, refining them like gold or silver. How many Levites accepted this purification? Not very many. That they may bring offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord as in ancient days, as in years gone by, but much more than the offering of Judah and Jerusalem. Huh? This will be the offering of the Son of God offering himself. And it begins at the temple. And that's why when we get to the gospel, we'll see this prophecy of Simeon. This child is set for the rise and fall of many. Why? Because if you want to see what the vision of the Malach Adonai is, you have to look at the cross. That's where he visits us, okay? Now, we have a nice time to meditate on the psalm. It's a pilgrim psalm, Psalm 24. And so, as the pilgrims approach, they sing out this psalm, and the Levites from inside answer. It's an antiphonal psalm, probably. Lift up your heads, Shavu Sharim, Reshikim. Gates be filled, you ancient portals, that the King of Glory, the Melech HaKavod, may come in. Who is this King of Glory? Now, who's the King going to enter this? You see? Well, if you're watching Mary and Joseph enter, see, the portals of the temple, then it is the Lord, strong and mighty, okay? That's who it is. He is the one who is mighty in war, milchama. Now, do you understand what kind of mystical graces people have to have to read that psalm and see, my gosh, it's talking about the coming of Jesus to his temple where he is worshipped, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But now he's coming. Do you see it? Does it take your breath away to see that the Almighty Adonai is coming as a child born by his mother? This is the feast of the presentation. This is the feast of glory and humility. But every feast has a special grace. So the grace of this faith, of this feast, is faith and obedience. To see what's really going on. And that can only happen by the Holy Spirit. And so this psalm is telling us that. Lift up your heads, O gates, rise up, you ancient portals, that the King of Glory may enter. And who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. That's the one. You see, who is the is Adonai Tzavaot. Who? He is the Melech HaKavod. He is the King of Glory. You see how important this is. And so that's the little, only a few verses, 7, 8, 9, and 10 from Psalm 24, which is a pilgrim psalm. And they're saying, open up your gates, let the King of Glory in. Who is the King of Glory? He is Adonai himself. He's with us, and we bear him in faith. But then the pilgrim comes, Mary, accompanied by her husband, Joseph, And she bears the very Malach Kavod, or Malach HaKavod, the King of Glory. And so, you see how in faith we understand how this psalm is finally fulfilled. And that is a great glory and a great grace. Now, you see, so the mysterion is the presence of God incarnate in his own temple. That's the mysterion. But every mysterion has a grace for the church. That's particularly well developed by Dom Columba Marmion, and I'll speak about some of the readings, some of the theology that you can look at if you wish, next time. But it's this Dom Columbian's Mark, Christ and His Mysteries, is one. And there's another more ample, but probably the best primer and preparation for understanding liturgy, is another book, which I'll keep you in suspense, and I'll tell you next week. So, what this psalm is doing is trying to take us by the hand to a faith experience of what is really going on there. You see, every event in history has a depth dimension. I think I've given you this example before, but it might help. Suppose you and I are at a cocktail party. What we're doing there, I don't know, but here we are. And I say, did you see that? Smith just walked across the room through the whole crowd and went over and shook hands with Jones, and Jones took Smith's hand in both of his own, and they smiled. And you say, yeah, okay. And I say, look, Smith and Jones have been enemies for 12 years. That's the true significance of that handshake. Is a 12-year-old enmity being reconciled. That's the mysterion, if you will, of that event. It's the depth of it. So how do we get to the mysterion of this presentation? We gaze with the eyes of faith, we read the sacred text, we ponder them, we maybe read a commentary, or you could even do something like look at the commentary on the Gospels by St. Thomas, something to take us beyond just Smith and Jones to what's really going on there. You see, if you and I were at the cross and I say, there is the salvation of the world, that's really what's going on there, isn't it? That act of love in that human heart, in a body absolutely racked with pain and totally given over to the Father, that's what's going on, not just an innocent man being crucified. That's the mysterion. It's the deep reality that is being realized in history. And so the church takes this text, of course, and then takes this psalm to help us understand. Let him enter, the King of Glory, born, carried by Mary. All right.